My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience. Hello, hello. I'm so excited to share this with you because I feel like this has been the biggest eye-opener for me that I have ever had. Now, over the last 8 years, I've probably coached tens of thousands of people, like directly, indirectly, whatever. And never, ever have I ever had a response like this. We have just finished our very first goal setting boot camp. And I have had comments back like, Emma, why the hell do you call it a goal setting boot camp? This is a change your life in 10 days boot camp. This is a, oh my God, you've been living in that space. You need to now live in this space and everything will be fine boot camp. So I'm shocked. I'm excited. I feel like I'm really in line with what I'm meant to be helping people with. Because before the business stuff comes us, I had a speaker in our boot camp yesterday, the lovely Charlotte Pridmore, who is the founder of All Woman. And she was talking about kind of masculine and feminine energies. And one of the things that I thought was, yes, you know, I can really see where I've been in both kind of ends of the spectrum. But it made me really think about goal setting, about digging deeper, going really inside, working out who we are and how we are and what floats our boat and what is, you know, what's our intention in life, what's our mission in life, what's our purpose. I always hate that because I always feel like there's so much pressure put on that word. What's your purpose? Like, oh, look, my purpose is just to stay alive some days, keep my kids alive. that's my flaming purpose. But, you know, we all do have a bit of a bigger purpose. And whether that is for you to be the most amazing mother, whether it is for you to inspire others doing whatever it is that you do, whether it's to, your purpose is to get to the very, very best version of yourself and share with others how you did that. Whatever your purpose, your mission, whatever you want to call it is, I think you'll find that it's all down to digging deep, working out why we're living the way we're living right now. Is it in line with where we want to go and need to go? Is there anything I can do to change it? And as a result of that, what are my goals for moving forward? Then it's breaking them down, setting them with intention, and getting that stuff done. That's the process. There were three really big shocks to our goal setting boot camp. The first one was the realization of the blueprint. And some people are a little bit confused about it. Now, I can't go into too much depth. We're in a podcast. I don't want to keep you here for hours. These are short snippet podcasts. But you will find on emmacooperonline.com under Work With Me, there'll be the bootcamp there where you can click on it and join the waitlist for the next one. Or it might, by the time you're listening to this, be a sort of evergreen course where you can just log in at any time and buy the course. However, the blueprint can be explained. I don't know whether I explain it simply enough, like you can be the judge of that. But your blueprint is the story you tell yourself. The blueprint is the story that you live by. It's when you're growing up and your story is, I go to university, I get my degree, I get a 50 grand a year job, I meet the man of my dreams, I settle down, I buy a house, I have two children, I'm, you know, well respected in the community and I'm a great mum and that's my story. It might be that you are a powerhouse businesswoman. There's no marriage involved. There's no children involved. Like, I'm a powerhouse businesswoman. I want to make waves in the tech industry, let's say, and I want to be renowned for X, Y, and Z. It could be that you want to be a mum of five and you want to be just herding your little herd around and you want to be loving on them and being a great mum, and you want a man who, you know, can give you that life, I guess, or allow you to have that life, I should say. And together you make a formidable team. Whatever your story is, right? You will be able to think about the story, and it might be from watching your mum. It might be from seeing how things played out in your childhood or somebody you looked up to, like, yeah, that's what I want. it might be the opposite of like, I only want this. And it might be a really low level blueprint. And you might have like way exceeded your blueprint of where you wanted to be in life so far. So I have a friend, she's pretty awesome. She said, I had a goal that I wanted to be mortgage free at 50. I'm 40 and I've got the money in the bank to be mortgage free. She is living her best life. She's happy. She's content in her life. And that is because of a reason. Now, I don't want to give you the reason. I want you to figure it out for yourself, kind of thing. But the reason for that is if I just tell you, you're not going to realize like, oh yeah, she's right. That's, you know, that it works that way. But to me, it's a formula for happiness. If you could say, is there an area in your life right now that you have to say there is an area in your life right now that you're happy with, what would it be? It might be you've got the body you want. Your career might not be where you want it to be because, you know, you've been working so hard on the body that you haven't been focused on your career. It might be that you've got the career, but actually you're a little bit overweight or you're a little bit unfit. And, you know, that's not where you want it to be. It might be that you're parenting or being a mum, you're absolutely amazing at it, but maybe your business suffers a little bit. Like, that's normal, by the way. When you focus on one thing, other things tend to kind of drop down the list and you know, they don't get as much attention. And that's normal. But there will be one area. Maybe your relationships are absolutely amazing at the moment. Maybe you have a great relationship with God or, you know, whatever it is that you look up to. So think of like that one area of that thing that you're really happy with. And then I want to ask you why. Think about it. Why are you happy in that area? Why are you happy? And you might find yourself thinking there's a number of reasons why you're happy. And I would challenge anyone to disagree with me, but the reason I feel that anyone is happy in any area is because of the life formula, the happiness formula, as I call it. And that is so that if you are in line or exceeding your blueprint, so the story you told yourself of, you know, kind of growing up, if you are in line with or your life exceeds that, then you're happy, you're content, things are good. If it really exceeds it, then you're over the moon. But if your life does not match your blueprint, for example, I have a friend. She realized that her blueprint was that she wanted to marry the man of her dreams. She wanted to have 3 children. She wanted to live in a house in the countryside. And that was happiness. She had one child and then wasn't able to conceive again and had failed IVF. She was desperately unhappy, but she had a great job. Her son was doing amazingly well. You know, they had the house in the countryside. The husband was amazing. Like, everything was good, but she could not understand why she was so low. She's like, I just don't get it. I've got no reason to feel depressed, but I just feel like kind of sad all the time. We figured out that it's her blueprint. Her blueprint was she would be a mum of 3 and, you know, she would be scurrying around after the kids. And the reality is she's got one amazing boy and she's really super successful in her job. But that didn't even come into play in her blueprint. So in the income career wise, I guess she was far exceeding her, you know, any blueprint that she'd ever set. But that wasn't important to her. What was important to her when this blueprint was initially imprinted in her brain was that she was a mum of 3. She was in this lovely relationship. She was the mum who scurried around after the kid. And that wasn't how her life turned out to be. Now, she was really happy with her life. She said, like, you know, I came to terms with the fact I couldn't have more children. I'm really happy. You know, there's nothing I would change now. But she didn't. Actually, I'm really happy. Like, when she looks at her life logically and factually, like, everything is good. I want to feel happy. The problem was she's living that life kind of alongside the blueprint that it doesn't match. And that's like kind of trying to put a train on tracks that it just doesn't fit on. It just doesn't feel quite comfortable. It's just not that much of an easy ride, let's say. So the blueprint that you're running your life on has to be the right one. Now, listen, you can change your blueprint at any point. Any point. You can take that old one, crush it up, throw it away, write a new one. And lots of people have to do that in life. Think about those who lose people. I know with losing my sister, that there were things that we had planned to do together in our lives that I find it difficult to see my life any other way. I still struggle. But I knew straight away, like, right, I need to get a different blueprint. I wasn't in the right space to do one, you know, until very recently. But I knew that that was the issue. I knew that you're not going to be happy for a while because you're grieving. You're not living life in line with your blueprint because I'm grieving. And that's okay. But it's that knowledge, it's that knowing that it's okay. Right now, I'm not living in line with my blueprint. I'm going to create a new blueprint when I get more of a vision. And, you know, I know what I want and I can move forward. So the blueprint was actually like the top revelation of this whole boot camp. And again, I haven't explained it fully. We go obviously into a lot deeper than this in the boot camp. But it was really, really powerful stuff. The second shock was that, and this, I remember Gemma said it blew her mind when we talked about values. Now, this might seem some fluffy stuff, but I promise you there's nothing fluffy about this. And I know that because I've done it very recently. You know, in goal setting before, I never looked at my values. I thought values, and the first one that came out of my mouth when Graham, who is my counselor, but like he is insanely amazing. He's so highly qualified. He's just the most incredible human. And he can make anyone see the light. I'm certain of that. But Graham started talking to me about values. And he was like, what are your values? And I thought, oh, this is one of these pointless flipping exercises that I really don't have time for. I'm just trying to survive at the minute, you know, with the grief on the side as well. I was thinking, God, do I have to really think about this? He sent me a list of 144 because he didn't want to overwhelm me. And there's like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of values. And I looked at the list and I was going through and I was picking out ones that I thought resonated with me. And the first one I said to him was loyalty. He was like, no, Emma, that's not a value. I'm like, isn't it? He said, everyone says that. It's not you. This is who you are at your core. This is why and how and what you do anything for. This is who you are. And you've got to think about who you are and who you want to be and who you want to become. And I was like, oh, God, really? This seems awfully fluffy, you know. And I was thinking, oh, God, I really don't have time for this stuff. And I sat and I thought about it and I thought, you know, this is kind of like a checkpoint then. So whenever I'm asked to do anything, whenever I have a thought to do something, whenever I want to react a certain way, whenever anything happens, maybe a challenge comes along or whatever in my life, then actually these values can be my quality check, my checkpoint, that I go through each of those before I do anything. And if it matches them, great. Yes, I do it. I move forward. And if it doesn't, I say no. Thank you, but no thank you. You know, doesn't quite feel right, but, you know, thanks or whatever. That's what values are. Values are literally who you are, who you be. It sounds like I'm a foreign person, doesn't it? Trying to say something that makes sense. But it's like who you are every day, what you're being and who you want to become. That's what values are. So we coach in the goal setting bootcamp to pick five values. I have a list of those values and we really look at those. And I would say, like I said, pick five and go with those as your kind of like moral checkpoint. And then the third and final revelation that really kind of surprised people was, most people, when they started, I think it was like 98% or 99% of the people, when they started the boot camp, we gave them a survey and they said that they had one of the reasons that they didn't or they couldn't or they didn't like setting goals was because they had set goals in the past and not achieved them. Like 99% of people. Now, it doesn't take a genius or an analyst or, you know, whatever the person is that would look at data and, you know, come to a result of that to realize You're either setting the wrong goals, because isn't the definition of insanity like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? Can't do the same thing over and over, set the same goal and expect to achieve it when you haven't done it previously. So that's kind of crazy. But why? Why are 99% of people willing to raise their hand and say, like, put me in your goal setting bootcamp? Like, I'll pay. I want to grow, I want to develop, I want to set goals, I want to achieve them. But 99% of them have set goals in the past that they haven't achieved. See, for me, it's that we all listen to the same rubbish, the same dream big, dream bigger. Your dreams aren't big enough. If time and money were no object, what do you want? It's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's just fluffy stuff that comes out of people's mouths so easily. But to you and I, it means nothing to us. Nothing at all. I paid to go to a goal setting event where I sat there and I cheated. How can you cheat on your own goals? Because there was no process. It was like, you know, just listen to this bit of music, dream, imagine where you could be, what you want, what you want to achieve, what your family, you know, think of it, and what this and that. And that does work. Creating a vision works. Creating it to music, I think, is great. I coach that. But it's way, way deeper than that. Because if that worked, we'd all be setting the goals and achieving them and setting the goals and achieving them and listening to some lovely music. And then that is it. It is so much deeper than that. It's looking back, realizing, you know, where have we gone wrong? What blueprint are we living our lives on? Does that need to change? Can it continue to change? Hell yeah. Of course it can. Of course it can. But this blueprint, the first one you ever have that you might be living on right now that's ingrained in you, I mean, that's the one that we need to kind of take a look at. Is it right? Yes. Is it not right? Dismantle it, start again. Because that's the one that we don't realize is there until we're told, and it's all our subconscious. So the third reason is about setting the small goals and the big goals. So most people have failed at goals in the past, and we're all encouraged, like I said, you know, dream big and all that stuff. And absolutely, you should have the big vision. Absolutely keep that big goal. Don't think like, oh yeah, well, I don't have much time at the moment, so yeah, I'm not going to have that goal anymore. No, no, no. Keep the goal. Keep the vision. Change the timeline. That's fine. But make sure that with any of your goals, you are breaking them down into smaller, bite-sized chunks. These go back down to daily habits. They go down to good behaviors. They go down to your values. You'll find that if you've got your values in check, that the daily habits, the daily things that you need to do to get to the goals that you want to achieve are actually things that really sit nicely with you. They're cool. I'm happy to do them. I'm motivated. So many people struggle and say, like, I just can't motivate myself. Well, I'm not surprised. You're trying to move forward with either no goals or goals that literally mean diddly squat to you. You don't care whether you achieve them or not, really, if you're honest. I mean, yes, it would be nice to drive around in a big Jeep, or it'd be nice to drive around in the sports car, or it'd be nice to send your kids to private school. It'd be nice to live in a house in the countryside, or it would just be nice to be able to pay the bills. But do you feel so passionately connected to that, that you will do what it takes to make it happen? Will you feel motivated every day to get up and do the things that you need to do to get to where you need to go? If the answer is no, wrong goals. Wrong goals. And that might be because you've not gone further back, figured out the blueprint, looked at your values, you know, worked out what it is that you need to do. And that's okay. Because until you know, you don't know. Most people think, oh, I'm failing because, you know, they know that and they're setting goals and they're doing this. And look at her goal board and look at that. 99% of the people who enrolled, over 200 people, said that they set goals and failed. You are not on your own, me included. But it's when you figure out how to do it, when you figure out how to peel back the layers, when you figure out how to start rebuilding yourself, when you figure out all of the things in your puzzle that makes up you as a human, you as you, then you can start to think, okay, this is how I make myself whole again. I'm not saying you're broken. I'm just saying that, you know, if there are certain areas that need to be addressed, you can take it apart, you can build on them, you can put it back together, and then you can move forward as the person you want to be, towards the person you want to become, doing the things that you need to do to get to where you need to go, and life suddenly feels a lot more effortless. It's still going to be hard work to achieve big goals, of course, that's just logical, but doing it effortlessly almost, rather than feeling like you're just walking through mud, is so much harder then. I will leave you with that. I hope I've inspired you to really start thinking about your goals at least. We do have a goal setting bootcamp waitlist. You can find it on emmacooperonline.com under the work with me section. And I really, really hope that you get into that mindset of who do you want to become? What are your values? What do you want to be moving forward? What do you want to be right now? How do you want to be? And, you know, share your wins with us. Share your wins with us. You can tag me at Emma Cooper Online and share those wins. If you're part of our boot camp, I would love for you to share. Maybe even screenshot this. And if you've had some big epiphany moment, then tag me at Emma Cooper Online. Let me know what that is, because I am obsessed with talking about goals and goal setting and all the things. So make sure you do that. Huge love to you. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.